Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you once again for joining my sister, my friend, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, evening. Hope that everybody has had a blessed and wonderful day, and that God has truly been good to you today, and everything has went well for you. We want to give a shout-out to all of our partners, First Free Will Baptist Church, where our illustrious Beverly Beasley, our host that provides us with this show, and then our church, Pastor Michael Morgan Sr., who's the pastor of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and Reverend Terry, who's the pastor of the First Free Will Baptist Church. We want to say good evening to you, listening audience, and again, thank you for joining us. Tonight, we have a wonderful, wonderful guest that will be joining us. She is a crusader for the gospel. She is a missionary. She's a she has a mission called, she's the president of Every People, Tribe, and Nation. And she is going to come to us tonight with some information about her organization and her passion for what she does and how she does it and how she goes around the world and sets up these wonderful missions. And we're just going to give her the floor and ask her to go ahead and introduce herself and tell us a little bit about herself and her passion. Go ahead, Dr. Rochester.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be with you this evening. Thank you so much for having me. It is the mercy and the grace of God. So I want to thank you so much, and I'm delighted to be with you this evening. And like you said, I am Dr. Joanna Rochester, president of Every People, Tribe, and Nation. The Lord told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so I've been doing this for about 30 years. And so I just thank God for his mercy and his grace for keeping me these last 30 years as I've traveled to over 100 nations preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And a lot of people ask me, well, how are you received in all these different nations? And I said, well, I tell you what, never have I been turned down at all from preaching the gospel around the world. God has opened doors, and especially for those of us who are African Americans. A lot of people don't know that, but we are received so much because 3/4 of the world is of color. They look like us. And so we are well received. I've been in throughout Asia, Burma, Cambodia, and China, and Hong Kong, and Singapore, the Philippines, Malaysia, and then Central America, Paraguay, and Belize, and throughout Africa, Cotonou, Douala, and all the different places of Africa, Nigeria, throughout Nigeria. I lived there for 8 years as a missionary. And so I would stay in my earlier years, a year, 2 years, or 3 years before coming home. And God would really, really, really bless me in those nations. I became a crusade director. And so I organized crusades, at least 50 to 100,000 people on ground, and mostly Muslims, because we minister up in the northern areas of Nigeria, which is Islamic, and they would come to the crusades because we would be shouting with our bullhorns, crusade, 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 come and see the Lord Jesus Christ. He will slap Satan out of your life. And they would look at me, you know, but I would tell them that Jesus was wonderful in the marketplaces. And do you know, as we would pray underground. They would bring the blind, they bring the deaf and the dumb and the crippled, and they would just put their bodies right there in the front row. And because God was so wonderful, he would do miracles, signs and wonders on the people, particularly the Muslims first, because he knew that they had to receive him as Lord and Savior. And we would have people coming and jumping on the platform saying, I don't want to be a Muslim anymore. Tonight, I give my life to the Lord Jesus. And so I've seen hundreds and thousands of Muslims and others coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's been wonderful. And so I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now that I'm much older, I'm in my 60s now. So I still take teens. We're leaving in August. We're going to Uganda. I have an orphanage there. Then we'll go on to Rwanda. I've never been to Rwanda, but this is my first time. And then we'll move on back into Kenya again and the Congo. And so I thank God. I thank God for him keeping me. Thank God that I just came back from Ireland, a totally Catholic nation. But I had a chance to stay there for 3 months and teach and just minister the word and work with children and did dramas with them. And in the Philippines, just came back last year from Tagaytay, ministering on the Holy Spirit in the Philippines in their Bible school. So God has been very merciful. My job is to reach the unreached people groups around the world. Those who have been praying for 10 and 20 years, saying to the Lord, please help us, send somebody to come and teach us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Still, within the 1040 window, we have hundreds of thousands of people who've never once heard the name of Jesus. And so that's where the Lord sends me, among unreached people groups around the world. And so I give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise, ministering in the nations, in India, and all the nations that need to hear the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God. Well, I'm going to back up a little bit, Minister, and ask you, how did you get started with this? When did God give you the vision?
Well, you know, I was doing evangelistic work in Detroit, Michigan. That's where I'm from. And so I was with a church, the Straight Gate Church, and I was in charge of drama. You know, I love to do acting and writing plays and all that. And I would do evangelism at the church, and we would be out on the streets every Saturday. But we would spend our time before going out with the Annas, like Mother Naomi, who would have all-night prayer every night. And we would be in locked in with Mother Naomi on Friday nights, and then on Saturday mornings we would go to the streets. And the Lord began to speak to me and let me know that I would preach the gospel around the world. Well, I didn't know anybody doing that. And there certainly was nobody doing world missions in our church. And of course, in the white churches, you know, they've been doing it for years, but we were not connected with them. And I began to talking to people and saying, I'm going to preach the gospel. I've heard the Holy Spirit around the world. And they would say, girl, we don't know anybody doing that. And so I didn't know how God was going to do it. But I just kept pondering it like Mary pondered that she was going to have the son of the baby Jesus. And she pondered those things when the angel told her. And so that's the way I was. I pondered it in my heart. Lord, how am I going to do that? I don't know anybody. And so I spoke to one married couple, Donald Rowe and Sister Rowe, and they brought me a magazine from Marilyn Hickey down in Colorado. And inside the magazine, she was going to China, and she was going to the Philippines. And the Lord said, this is it. And so I called the Happy Church in Denver, Colorado, And I said, I want to go on the trip with Marilyn. And they said, oh, darling, she'd be happy to take you. And I'm going, really? He said, oh, yes. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to get ready. I started packing my suitcase. So I was doing a production, you know, called Behold the Man Jesus Sent from God at my church. And so the money that we raised from doing that production, I saved it and paid my ticket, my airline ticket. And I was on the plane with Marilyn Hickey and a whole plane of people. They were all going to China. They were going to the Philippines. And me, this little black girl, was on the plane too.
Wow.
And that's how it started. And I smuggled Bibles in China on my body.
Did you? Okay.
Yes, I was a Bible smuggler. Because during that time, you know, they didn't have Bibles. There were underground churches. And they would tear the pages. One page each person would get. You know, a billion people. I mean, come on now. We went in by plane. We went walking in to China. We would take buses and things like that. And I had packed my Bibles on my body because they didn't frisk people at that time. You know, they didn't feel on the women's bodies. And so I was just praying, Lord, help me to get my Bibles all the way through to the hotel. And that's when I learned about miracles, signs, and wonders. Because God blinded them, and I had a whole backpack of Bibles in my backpack, and I threw it on the conveyor belt, and I asked that the angel of the Lord would stand there so that they wouldn't see my Bibles in my backpack. And the Lord did that for me. And from then on, I saw so many miracles. I mean, when you go, you see God. The Bible jumps off the page. And so when I would go there, you know, I would just see the hand of God. I wouldn't get caught. Praise God. It was His mercy and His grace. And then when we would go to the Philippines, I mean, the miracles, a huge hump was in a lady's back. She was all bent over, and the Holy Ghost said, just speak to the back. Don't touch her. I said, back in the name of Jesus, straighten up. And it went in like a balloon. I started running because that was the first time I had ever seen a miracle.
All right. Praise God.
And so the Lord began to do miracles. That's how He captured my heart. And while I was praying for people, lines long as far as I could see, I looked up into heaven, and that's when I heard the Lord said to me, this is what you'll be doing for the rest of your life. And so from that time on, I've been going.
Joel.
And so I thank the Lord. That's how I first got started, traveling on the airplane with hundreds of people going to preach the gospel around the world. So when I met Marilyn later, I said, Marilyn, I've graduated from mission school, and I'm a missionary now, and I'm going to preach the gospel around the world. She said, that's wonderful, dear. And so I thank the Lord that I've been going ever since. Praise God. Russia, everywhere, into Poland, you name it. And God has helped me to walk in these doors of Hyderabad and Bombay, into Israel, into Kenya, into the places of Mexico and Mozambique and all these places. And I go sometimes in the cities and sometimes in rural areas, you know, and I build churches and dig water wells, you know. And if you dig a water well next to the church, the whole village will come for water. So that's the strategy.
Yes.
Praise God.
So they get to hear about the gospel of God. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Sometimes I just walk the roads, you know, with the Bible school students that I teach in those places. You know, you walk the roads, and I go into their houses, and I sit everybody down, and I said, I'm a missionary from America, and God has sent me right into your house. And everybody sit around, and I tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and the whole family gives their life to Christ. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And as we go in love, and as we go, you know, with the hand of the Lord upon our lives, we will see God doing miraculous things. You know, it's just a blessing for him to use us. You know, just he could save the whole world all by himself, because he's sovereign, he's God. So sometimes, you know, he has to save whole villages because we don't go fast enough. And they will have a dream about Jesus. They will wake up and they'll run around and tell one another, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. So Jesus, he can save the whole world without us. He just wants us to be used by him. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you. I'm receiving all of that.
He just wants us, that call upon our lives. He wants that call to be fulfilled. Because
yes.
He can feed everybody.
Yes, ma'am, he can.
You know, he's God.
He wants us to share, yes.
But he wants us to share in his work, And so one day I was in Zimbabwe, and I was carrying in a truckload of rice and beans and cooking oil and soap and you name it. I had it on the truck. Praise God. And the truck was just going, you know. And so finally they ran out of the road, you see.
Oh, my.
And there was no more road. And all of a sudden there appeared a man, an old-looking man, you know. And he started building a road. He was putting sticks down and rocks and so that the truck could go through.
Hmm.
I thought, who is this man? And he was just putting sticks down and bricks and rocks so that the truck could go through and get to his village. Well, when we finally got there, you know, they told me that there had been a drought there for 3 years, that it had not rained. And I said, what?
Wow.
They said, yeah, it hadn't rained here for 3 years. And I looked at the man. I said, how have you all been living? And he bowed his head. He wouldn't speak. So I spoke to the person next to me. I said, please ask Papa, how have they made it up here? And so they translated, and then that man, he lifted up his head and he took me around to the front of his house, and he explained to the man that one plant, one okra leaf plant, grows every day without rain, without lightning, without thunder, nothing. It just grows up out of the ground. I'm going, what? And the papa said, and he cuts it. He cuts it and he puts it over fire, and it becomes a liquid substance, and he drinks it. And that man who was building the road had the strength of about 100 men.
Hmm.
And then the Lord spoke to me and said, you just now coming. Where you been for the last 3 years?
Wow.
You got your truckload of rice and beans and cooking oil and all that. You're just now getting here.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been, missionary? I felt so bad.
Wow.
That's when the Lord spoke to me and said, you see, I take care of people all around the world that you don't even know about. All around the world, I'm taking care of people. And you're just now coming. He said, it's just a privilege for you to be used by me. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to
come on.
I just want to use my people. You understand? God just wants to use us for his glory.
Yes.
He wants to use us so the power of God can be seen in our lives. That's all he wants to do.
And
we got to wake up and get with God.
That's right. Unless we open up ourselves and let him use us, we'll never know. We will never
You'll
know,
never know how,
yes.
how far he will use you.
Yes.
He wants to use us to go among the Maasai who still drink the blood of animals and get them saved. Glory be to God. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
When the women build the huts and you have to turn sideways to get in. You know, he just wants you to get in there and mingle with his people and teach them the word of God. And let them bring all their children and everybody. And they'll do it. They'll be singing and praising God and not stopping. Not a little praise like we do for 30 minutes. No, they can go on for hours. Hallelujah.
And we cut hours just short and say, go on, we got hours for today and that's it. And when we don't even know what the other people are going through in the other nations, they will praise God because they have so much to be thankful for.
They have so much to be thankful for. And thank God they don't have all the TV and all the hundreds of stations that we have. You know, where I go, there is no radio and TV.
None.
People think, you know, just because we got TBN, just because we got Daystar, nobody watching Daystar and TBN where I'm going.
Right. They don't even have electricity, right?
Exactly. And some places, you know, have electricity. And sometimes you get there and then they start trying to connect wires together. I said, what y'all doing? We're trying to get some sound, missionary. Said what? You know, and my stage will be on top of a table or something. You know what I'm saying? And cows are walking through in India. You know, because they don't eat the cows. You know, so they huge. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then they're bringing people on flatbed trucks, standing up on flatbeds, and they're getting off. You already preaching for an hour and a half already, and they're yelling from the back, Mommy, keep preaching, because people are still coming. They're still coming. Keep right up preaching.
Wow.
So I thought, I done came to the end of the sermon. I got to start all over again. Praise God.
You got to tell some more about the glorious
words of
Jesus. I
got to tell some more, you know. And then it's so good to take the Jesus film, because you take the Jesus film, show a little bit about that, show about 10, 15, 20 minutes. You preach for about another 10 minutes, and the whole village comes to the Lord, because they be out there weeping because of what happened to Jesus, you see.
Okay, see. Yeah,
so
you're
just
bringing that gospel.
Yeah, so, you know, you just go and do what God has asked us to do. And you see, we need people in America to understand the call of God upon our life for world missions.
Yes, ma'am.
Because once you leave the United States, they forget all about you, you know. And we need to have prayer warriors that are praying over the missionaries, that are praying that we reach as many people as possible, that we don't get sick with malaria or cholera or, you know, or anything in the water. You see what I'm saying? Because plagues are popping up because of the sin of man. Mm-hmm. Plagues are coming up everywhere. They tell me there's a new plague down in Brazil.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? By another mosquito. I said, my God. So plagues come up everywhere.
I mean,
you got to have the hand of the Lord on my side. You got to have the hand of the Lord upon your life, and you got to have people praying for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you have Do you have a staff of how many that goes with you? Are you, you're not alone, or you don't go alone, do you?
Sometimes I do go alone. I've been to Poland alone. I've been to Philippines alone. But I am taking a team in August. I'm taking a team, and this will be the first time that they've ever been anywhere.
Okay.
So I'm taking some bishops out of Houston, and they will be at the Mission Prayer Luncheon that I'm having this Saturday, at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's 800 North Main Street, Duncanville, Texas, right off of 20 here, 75116. That's the Hilton Garden Inn. So anybody that wants to travel, this is your time because, I mean, you know, Jesus is coming back soon with all the sinkholes, the tornadoes, the floods. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that.
Right.
Jesus is soon to come back. But he said, until they all hear, okay, everybody, then that's when he'll return. And so this is the final hour. This is the final hour. So those that have a call of God upon their life and want to do something in this nation of America, because we need God. We need the Lord.
Yes, we do.
With
every
all that's
day,
going on
minute.
In our schools and the perversion and everything, we need God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, training people and all of that at the Mission Prayer Luncheon. And we'll be praying for the nations of the world coming against every terrorist attack and everything. I understand we just had one in Florida, you know. But because, you know, we want to just be casual Christians, the enemy can come in and do whatever he wants to do. But the devil is a liar.
Yes, ma'am, he is.
God still has
a
remnant.
Go ahead and tell us about the event on Saturday and what it entails and what you'll be doing that day and times and speakers and tickets and all of that good stuff.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much. We'll be having the Mission Prayer Luncheon this Saturday, which is June the 18th from 11 until 3 at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel. Again, it's 800 North Main Street, Duncanville, Texas, 75116. We'll be in the Cedar Hill room there at the Hilton Garden Inn. And we want all those that can pray. Even if you can't pray, we still need you to come. All those that have a desire to preach the gospel in this nation and around the world need to be there with us. A lot of people say, well, you know, missionary, I'm in my 80s now. I had a call of God, but I've never fulfilled it, and I do want to fulfill my call and my destiny. Well, I've taken them as young as 12 years old and as old as they are in their 80s, and they still go. So God can use them to hold a baby. God can use them to lift their hands as we're building churches. I mean, God can use us.
Amen.
And so we want them to come. We want everybody to come, everyone to be there. That's June the 18th. That's this Saturday from 11 to 3. And the tickets are $50. I will be one of the speakers, as well as I'm going to have this couple from Houston, the Anthony Bishop Anthony and Pastor Pamela Samuel. They are the apostles out of Houston, Texas, and they also minister here in Dallas. They'll be traveling with me in August as well. And so you say, well, I've never been. Can I go? Yes, with the training, if you're bold in the Lord and you know God can protect you, then you're ready. I will be training you, getting your passports and your visas, and you have to have your shots and all that, and know how to be obedient, and know that you just can't travel on the streets by yourself. We always move together, things like that. So God can use us in this nation and around the world. It means that we just have to be obedient to our leaders, you know, and things like that. If they say don't eat this food, then you don't eat it.
Okay.
It doesn't say, you know, how good it looks. If we say, oh, okay, that's wouldn't be right for you to eat that, eat this over here, you see.
Okay.
And so that person has to be obedient. You see what I mean? Because we don't want anybody to get sick.
Right.
So praise God. So we will be taking people on that day. We will show the video of who Jesus is. We'll have the worship and praise teams that will be coming in from Houston and also here in Dallas, Texas. Worship teams will be there. Then we'll pray for the nations of the world. We'll be praying for America. We'll be praying for Iran and Iraq and coming against every terrorist attack. And we'll be praying for our families. Hallelujah. We'll be coming against crime. Glory be to God. We'll be coming against drugs, and all manner of perversion and things like that. We'll be praying with all our heart, because the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so we'll be driving out plagues in the name of Jesus. We prayed the other year against Ebola. We don't hear about Ebola anymore in the name of Jesus. Like I said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, those that live holy, our prayers will avail much and will be heard from heaven. And so we'll be ministering the word of God, and lunch will be served there, a beautiful lunch from the hotel. The food will be delicious. Glory be to God. Then we have materials that they can get, applications for traveling with us. If they want training in missions, we'll be having those applications there. We'll be looking at ways that we can get money internationally in the name of the Lord Jesus. Certificates will be passed out for those who have been you know, ministers in this nation. Maybe they haven't gone to the nations of the world, but, you know, maybe they're principals, or maybe they're teachers, or maybe they're janitors, or you know what I'm saying. But they minister day after day after day after day in this nation. We want to honor them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. So tell me, I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
We'll also be praying for individual needs, you know, those that need to hear a word from the Lord. The prophet Samuel will be there, and he will prophesy and minister to people one-on-one. Praise the name of the Lord. So, you know, nobody needs to miss this. This is not a concert. This is ministry. And that's what I'm all about, because, you know, I go to the nations and hundreds of thousands give their life to Christ. And so I'm not about play. I'm about ministry. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God. So tell me, how long is the trip going to be, the one that you're taking in August? How long is that? Is that
Well,
3 weeks, 2 weeks?
Well, for those that have to come back, you know, we let them go for 1 or 2 weeks. They will be coming with me for 2 weeks. I have a Bible school there, so I have to go in and graduate students, and I have an orphanage there as well. So I will be staying longer. They will be coming back within 2 weeks. Of course, normally when I go in now, I stay in for a month to 3 months, because I like teaching and training.
Okay.
You know, that's my job now, is to really teach and train people so that they can be effective in their nation. So normally I stay about a month to 3 months teaching on specific topics and things like that. So I'll be there a lot longer.
Amen. So give us your contact information so that if anyone that is listening by phone or by computer, they know how to get in contact with you and either come to get some information about the luncheon on Saturday. Tell them how they can reach you to get that information.
Well, they can reach me in a couple of ways. I have two phone numbers. That's 972-805-3070. 972-805-3070. That's my cell. My office number is 214-438-3057. That's 214-438-3057. My email is Joanna Rochester. My name, you know, Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, Rochester, R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, @gmail.com. Joanna Rochester @gmail.com. My website is the name of the ministry, which is Every People, Tribe, and Nation .org. That's Every People, Tribe, and Nation. And everybody is invited to come on Saturday and be with us. And we're going to have a wonderful time. We've been praying that there will be a visitation from heaven in the name of Jesus. And so we want to see everybody there. So bring your friends, bring your family, bring people from your church, you know, and let's have a wonderful time in the Lord. Praise God. Because he said, go ye into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. And so now it's our time to run. But the Bible said in the 1 Kings chapter 18, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came unto Elisha in the third year, saying, go and show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain from the earth. Praise God. So we got to go and show ourselves in the government, in businesses, starting businesses, helping people to start businesses, helping them to start farming the right way, hallelujah, providing medicine. Sometimes I do medical missions, you know, and cut the cords, you know, the string that have been put around babies because they've dedicated babies to their idol gods, and babies will be crying and screaming. But when we cut those strings, then those children can have peace in Jesus' name. Sometimes we do the medical missions. And while the medical mission is going on, we're preaching the word of God. And so we try to do it. We try to do all of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And sometimes I'm there just to build a church where there is no church. Or where there is water, there's no clean water because the elephants and all the zebras and everybody is all down in the water. You know what I'm saying? The hippopotamus is also drinking the same water. Glory be to God. And so we dig water wells so that the children and the people can have clean water. And so I need to dig water wells. And so we need so many, 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 many people to partner with us, whether it's $20 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. We need pastors and people to come in and say, I'm not going to be tight with my money. I'm going to release it. Because when you give into missions, that's when you will prosper. That's when you will grow. That's when you will bust out of the seams, because you will be doing the heart of God.
Amen. That's it.
Amen.
That is it.
That's it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much for providing us with this information, and listening audience, and those that are listening by computer, and those that are on the line with us tonight. Minister Monette, do you have any questions to ask Mr. Rochester?
No, I just like to say I am so inspired by her testimony and how God is using her and others in the ministry of missionary ministry, because I know there is a need, and I just thank the Lord. Now I understand why I was so compelled to call in. The Holy Spirit unctioned my spirit and my heart once again to call
Amen.
In this week, and I'm trying to be obedient to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Some many years ago, I had a dream. I've had several dreams, that I was in a third world country. I don't know what country I was in, but in one dream, I was seeking to cast out demons out of individuals, and the Lord had led me to this one, like a hut or something, and it was a lady, and I was seeking to deliver people from demonic forces and being bound. Another dream I had, the Lord had me in a foreign country, and people were sick, and he had given me the gift to heal people, and he was performing miracles, and people were walking away off of their beds, and it was thousands and thousands and thousands of people, more than I could see. And usually I dream in color, but these two particular dreams were in black and white. And I've always felt like I had a calling on my life for missionary. And so I won't be able to attend this Saturday, but I will keep Dr. Joanne's information and be reaching out to her about the missionary work and possibly being a part of that. So I was blessed tonight, and I just thank you, ladies. I thank you, Dr. Joanne, and I will continue to keep you all in my thoughts and my prayers, but I will be getting in touch with you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm glad you shared that about your dreams. That's wonderful because, you know, when God gives us dreams like that, he wants us to take those dreams at heart and to go forth and what he has put in those dreams. And so I'm believing, God, that you will go forth and minister, because remember, there are over 7 billion people in the world today, and still there's so many people and that need the Lord. Amen. So 2/3
Amen.
Of those billions don't know Jesus as Savior. And so we still must go and preach the gospel around the world so that everybody hears. And it's up to us, not pastors, but those who have a call to go forth.
Amen.
They are sick, and so they are to be prayed over, and they are to be sent out, and they're to be looked after. You know, now it's so easy because you can have WhatsApp on your telephone, and so people can reach you wherever you are now. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. As long as you got WhatsApp on your phone, you can talk to a person way over in Ireland. I was able to talk to people while I was in Ireland, you know, from back here in the United States. So I thank the Lord for the technology that he's giving us, because at first, you know, you weren't able to talk to people that far away. But maybe there was just the phone line. You had to go to the phone booth there in that nation. I remember once my mother, she couldn't hear from me because I was way up north doing some crusades at that time, because I was living in Nigeria. And my mother had heard that the war had broken out in Nigeria, and she didn't know where I was. And, you know, it took my family quite some time to adjust of me being gone for a year or 2 years or 3 years before going home. And so one time my mom hadn't heard from me in a couple of weeks, and so she called the president of the United States. Well, back at that time, it was Ronald Reagan. And so where I was living, I had made it back home. So I get a telephone call right into the house where I was staying. And the phone call said, "This is the office of the president of the United States."
Wow. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, she's dropped out on us, y'all. I am so sorry. Let me see if I can get her back in right quick. Paris, I see you there. How are you? I'm calling her back.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I hear everything is going well. She got disconnected,
right,
telling her story. Awesome woman of God.
Hello.
All right, I got your back. I'm sorry, you dropped out. Yeah, hung up the phone, hung up or something. But go ahead and go ahead. We got your back.
No, hallelujah. Well, anyway, I get this phone call from the office of the president, and it said, "This is the office of the president of the United States." And I just about panicked. I said, "What? What is it? What happened? What happened?" They said, "Calm down. It's your mother." I said, "My mother? Is everything all?" "Yes, everything is fine. She just wants to know where you are." I said, "What?" And they said, "Yes." Because you know, when you go over and you live in those countries for that long, you they tell you when you're trained as a missionary to sign up with the American Embassy. So I had signed up already, so they knew exactly where I was, and they called right into the house where I was living. And
wow.
So the next day I went to the telephone company and I called my mom. And I said, "Mama, what possessed you to call the president of the United States?" And my mother simply said, "Well, I figured if anybody in the world could find you, it would be the president." And I just started laughing.
Your mother knows how to find her child, huh?
Your mother knows how to find her child, I'm telling you.
Amen.
And so
amen.
My mother, when she was living, was one of my greatest supporters. And she would send boxes over with rice and tea and everything. And so whenever the boxes would come over, you know, everybody would gather in my office, and I would be able to pass out little things to everybody. So it would be like Christmas every time I would get a box, you know. But so I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, because missionaries do. They need mothers. They need friends. They need everybody to love them and support them as they are living in those nations around the world. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Well, I wanted to share this little tidbit. My husband has a yearning and a calling to do some foreign mission, go on a trip on a missionary journey in his life. And I think I'm going to have to hook him up with you and let him talk to you. I might even see if he has the time to come to the thing on Saturday and check out the information with you and get some training or just find out about the different information. Or he might even want to call you and talk to you and either sponsor you on his show, which he has a show on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. It's called Free on the Inside. And he has been just yearning. God has put it in his spirit to do a missionary trip. And I think this might be a great opportunity for him to talk to you and learn about what you do and how to get there. So if you get a call from Minister Joel Lewis, that would be my husband. And and you just give him your information, or even if he has time on Saturday, we'll see about getting him there, okay?
Oh, that would be so awesome. And I'll look forward to that. And remember, we take people at different ages, you know. It doesn't matter. As long as they feel that, hey, I want to be a blessing to people around the world, you know. It's the greatest thing you could ever do. It's so satisfying. But I warn people always, I said, if you take one trip, you'll be going for the rest of your life. Because it's God.
You're hooked.
It's God. It's God, you know. Because the laborers are few. And so God put that hook there. You know what I'm saying? Because my first trip, he spoke to me and said, "This is what you'll be doing for the rest of your life." And so a lot of the people that I've trained, they're still going. They're going to places that I've never been to, you know.
Right.
And so
they started with you, huh?
They started with me. I know one young man out of Detroit, you know, and he says, missionary, you'll always be my spiritual mother because you were the one that took me on my first trip. And he said, look at me. I've been going ever since.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, he has a heart for the people. So that that is one of his life's desires to take a missionary trip. So God has put you in our lives for a reason.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's always doing something.
Yes. He's always
we love him so much.
He's doing something wonderful. Yes.
This is the end of our show, and what we usually do is if there are any other announcements that we need to be made besides yours for Saturday, Sister Sonia is on the line with us. Sister Sonia, do you have any comments or concerns or anything you would like to share with us tonight?
I'm just so thankful for you allowing Apostle Dr. Missionary Rochester share with the I pray that many people have heard her heart and what God has given her, and just wanted to invite you all out. I know she's mentioned the luncheon on this Saturday. Make sure you go to her website. I'm sure she's mentioned that already. Every people,
yes.
tribenationgreat.org. So, and even if you can't come, y'all send in a sponsorship for the mission trip, send in a sponsorship.
Amen. Yes,
for
God. Yeah,
thank
that's
God.
So good.
Yes.
That is so
Amen.
Good. Thank you so much, because if you can't come, you can send in some amount of money, no matter what it is. You need to help us to go, because we're still less than 1% that go to the nations of the world. Not 1% yet. Less than 1%. That goes to the nations, that live in those nations and preach the gospel. So we need our sponsors. We need people who will help us with our orphan children. You know, when you go to the website, you'll be able to see those children that you can sponsor for $25 a month. I remember doing this way back long before I had a website, and I was supporting two orphan children. Well, I saw them about 3 years ago for the first time. And do you know, she's grown now. She graduated from high school. And she wept upon my lap when she finally saw me. She said, I thank you so much for helping me.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
She wept upon my lap, put her head in my lap, and just cried. Because she had never seen me before, you know. And so you don't know, the children are so grateful, you know.
Yep. And Ms. LaShandra, real quick, on her Facebook page, if they would like to inbox us their email address, phone number, or something so that we can even contact them later, we can add them to our information list, let them know what's coming up, what's going on, that would be great. They can go on her Facebook page as well.
Well, thank you for giving us
okay.
that information. And we're, as usual, we're down to our five-minute mark. And Dr. Rochester, what we usually do is we ask our guests to pray us out. But we want you to give them one more time your contact information for tonight. And then we will be in contact with you tomorrow, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Again, that's the Mission Prayer Luncheon. Arise, Queen Esther, and save your nation. That's this Saturday, June the 18th, from 11 to 3. I will be your speaker, as well as the guest speaker, Bishop Anthony and Pamela Samuel, which are out of Houston. The tickets are $50. It will be at the Hilton Garden Inn, 800 North Main Street, Duncanville, Texas. You'll have a beautiful lunch that day. We'll be praying for the nations. We'll be talking to you about doing mission work, how to get involved, and what to do. Again, my contact is Every People, Tribe, and Nation, Joanna Rochester at gmail.com. My phone number is 972-805-3070, 972-805-3070. My office number is 214-438-3057, and you can get me at those two numbers. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you want me to pray?
And your website again is going to be .org, right? Okay.
Right. Everypeopletribenation.org.
Okay.
All lowercase. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you are go ahead and just pray us out. And thank you for joining us tonight. We thank God for Sister Paris, Sonia, for introducing us tonight. And God is surely in the mix, and we're going to be lifting you up in prayer. We're going to pray for your journey and your trip and continue to praise God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We thank God for your love. We thank God for you having me on the line tonight. Thank God that he has put you in this ministry for such a time as this. God bless you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we lift up this radio program before you, and we ask you to bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for those that have heard, oh God. Open up the airwaves in the name of the Lord Jesus, and let hundreds of thousands hear what thus saith the Lord, that we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And so, Father, we thank you for raising up intercessors, for raising up prayer warriors, for raising up, oh God, those that will preach the gospel around the world, raising up evangelists, raising up pastors and teachers for the work of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. As the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah and he outran the chariots of Ahab, Father, let it be so in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bind up every adversary that would hinder the work of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask, Father God, that miracles, signs, and wonders would be our portion. We thank you for the hand of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus to deliver us, oh God. We thank you for raising up mighty men like you gave to David that can handle bow and arrow even in these last days. In the name of the Lord Jesus, raise up a mighty army in North America, South America, and those, oh God, in the East and in the West, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we will give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We lift up marriages throughout America in the name of the Lord Jesus. Keep our families together in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for black men throughout America in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask, Father, that you will bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bind up, oh God, every drug in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that drugs in Iraq will not saturate our communities. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We bind up murdering spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, Father, that you will turn our neighborhoods around. Make them neighborhoods of peace. Make them neighborhoods, oh God, that know you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Raise up men that care higher like you gave to David in the the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your grace and your mercy abide in our communities in the name of Jesus. Sweep out everything that is not of God, every antichrist spirit. We bind it up and cast it out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for open doors in this nation to preach the gospel and around the world. Thank you for sending us, oh God, to the nations, to Russia, to Hong Kong, to Singapore, to Mongolia, Father, to Cambodia, in the name of Jesus, and all the nations of Africa. Yes, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for doing it, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, like you gave to Gideon. Give us the mighty 300 in the name of the Lord Jesus. We dip our lives in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you so much, Dr. Rochester, for your allowing us to visit with you tonight. We thank God for you. We will be talking with you later. Thank you, Minister Monette and Sister Sonia, for joining us tonight. God bless you, and we will talk soon. Love you all. Good night.
Love you, too. God bless you, and good night.
God bless you.
Love you.
All right.